Before social media, Netflix, or even Rotten Tomatoes, there was a website that was a central hub for cinephiles and movie geeks on the internet. Ain't it cool news?
It's like every geek's homepage, man.
Founded in 1996 by Harry Knowles, a semi-paralyzed man who lived in the spare bedroom of his father's house, Ain't It Cool News exploded immediately in popularity amongst readers. And as much as it was popular with readers, the site was at least equally infamous among Hollywood power players.
It became Rolling Stone. Everyone in Hollywood was reading. If you were working in Hollywood and you owned a computer, you read Ain't It Cool News the same way you would read Variety.
Ain't It Cool News accomplished both of these feats by dishing the unfiltered dirt on major film productions, as well as leaking test screening reviews of unfinished movies.
You know, it's just, ultimately what Harry did was just not fair.
But underneath the behind-the-scenes battles on major film productions, as well as the unlikely rise of one of the internet's very first celebrities,
Harry Knowles, holy shit, he's like, you know, the king nerd of everything that we love.
There are other stories that have not been told.
The problem was, it wasn't what I was doing, it was what I had. It was the quality. It was kind of like drugs.
My name is Joe Scott, the creator of Download, a long-form audio documentary podcast series devoted to exploring the untold and sometimes problematic histories of the internet. And like millions of other movie geeks who grew up in the late 90s and early 2000s, I was an avid, and one might even say obsessed, reader of Ain't It Cool News. That's only part of the reason why the first season of the series will be devoted to the story of how a website from Texas managed, if only for a while, to command the fear and respect of an entire film industry and push for changes that we see to this very day.
Batman and Robin was the state of the art when this website started. Now look where we are. It's a different world, and we definitely help push the needle towards that world.
In doing so, we will not shy away from the many rivalries.
People wanted a fight. They wanted to have blood.
The end fights.
And I remember telling her, so if he wants to fight me, I'll fight him. I'm pretty sure I could take him out because I've seen him.
Or the betrayals.
They couldn't pay me that month. And I was like, fuck you.
And in the end, we will examine the fallout that transpired, as well as the lessons learned when multiple women would accuse site creator Harry Knowles of sexual misconduct in 2017.
And I started reading through all of the allegations and everything that had been put together so far. I knew immediately that I couldn't continue to be associated with the site.
So join us for Download, the rise and fall of Harry Knowles and Ain't It Cool News. Coming soon to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find great audio stories. Subscribe today and get ready to dial up, log on, and download.
File's done. Goodbye.